Fit this onto.
Audio on demand, November 30th, 2005. Hey, this is Chris 200, and we are having some winter weather here in Nebraska. We have got, less than an inch of snow on the ground. It's snowing right now. It's enough just to make everything a little bit slick. I'm actually going to kick it up here. Hopefully I won't slide my ass off this road. Just leaving Lincoln now, headed for the interstate. Hopefully that's not a, not looking forward to it. Hopefully it's not a bunch of bumper cars out there. Probably should have watched the weather a little bit better and got the hell out of town a little sooner, but, sooner or later, I know I'm going to have to drive through this crap, and, today's the day, I guess. A couple days ago, we had a little bit of snow that just basically blew off somewhere. I don't know what happened to it. Probably just enough energy in the ground to melt it. Just a dusting. Today's a little bit more than a dusting. Not quite an inch yet, but it's enough to make a mess here. I'm gonna check my brakes here. It's actually not too bad. A little slick, but not too bad. Everybody's going a little bit slower than normal. And I usually go a little bit slower than normal, but a little bit faster than everybody else. Kind of rely on my skills a little bit more than other folks do. Which is all right. A couple weeks ago, we had some pretty bad rain, and it was actually a lot more difficult to drive in than this stuff. This isn't too bad yet, but I'm really not looking forward to it. It's starting to accumulate here. Hope everybody had a good holiday. Mine was all right, I guess. I don't always look forward to holidays. Just, I don't know. Get some free time off, and then you're expected to go spend it with some other people, where I would probably rather just spend it home alone if I could. That would be my preference, but you got to do those things, I guess. Getting up onto Arbor Street here, getting close to the interstate. A bunch of people coming off the interstate. Here we go, exit 405. Blinker going here. I've been looking for some different podcasts. I've kind of got burned out on podcasts. Sliding here a little bit onto the on-ramp. A week or so ago, you know, I told everyone that, hey, I'm not going to be listening to Don and Drew any longer. And that's helped a little bit. I've been listening to Trucker Tom, but I don't know what the deal is. He's been just turning the mic on while he's doing his day-to-day things, and once in a while is all right, but every podcast here lately has been like that. Haven't been too crazy about that. Oh, jeez. I haven't even got a mile down the interstate. There's one vehicle in the ditch. He's in the median, a pickup truck. Anybody in there?
Yeah,
Yeah, there's a couple people in there. Let's see how slick this is. Oh, my Lord. It is a freaking sheet of ice out here on the interstate. You know what I think I'm going to do? I think I'm going to get the hell off this interstate, and I'm going to go down the highway. One, it will be safer. Fuck. Maybe I should dig out my Atlas, see if I can take gravel. Gravel would be a lot better. I've got a little, right at about a half a tank here. Ooh, Jesus. Everybody's creeping along here about 40 miles an hour. See if I can make 2 miles without putting it in the ditch or seeing somebody else in the ditch. It's pretty slick out here. I remember one weekend, I was working in Hastings, Nebraska, and I would commute basically on the weekends back and forth to Columbus, and they had a pretty bad, pretty bad snowstorm that one weekend, and I think I took off actually Monday morning, like 4 or 5 in the morning, and it was snowpack, desolate, blowing like hell, and actually the snowpack wasn't too bad to drive on. I'm gonna check the brakes here again. It's a little slick still, but anyway. That was probably the fastest I've ever driven on snow. Just for the sheer fact that nobody was around. I was probably going 50 or 60 on just plain snowpack with a little bit of gravel. I'm actually going to slow it down a little bit. I feel like I'm going side to side here a little bit. Definitely going to get the hell off this freeway. I've made it that 70th Street. This is horrible. Horrible! Over a bridge here. It's slicker than hell. Traffic's actually not too bad. Not a whole lot of people out here. Usually it's like bumper cars. Bumper to bumper. Actually have some folks coming from the east. Pretty good string of cars from coming from the east here. And, oh, great. Now we're getting a little bit of wind, too. Tap the brakes again. Yeah, she's a little slick. I'm going to keep her right at 40. Driving in this weather, it's not best to use your cruise control, because if you go below your cruise speed, your accelerator will start to accelerate, and you will spin, and it will continue to accelerate until it tries to reach that speed. And what happens? It's like dropping your car in neutral, basically. And we're going to keep it right here at 45. Cars behind me are staying back behind me pretty good. And, you know, I don't know what it is. If it's been just the thought of something, a day like today coming up, or what, but I've been really not looking forward to driving back and forth to Lincoln on this death trap. I know one of my goals when I started there was to get the hell out of Lincoln and find some place of employment closer. A lot of ways I feel like I failed, but there's only so much, I guess, a person can do to find employment when it's not that, job market around here is not that robust, not that, it's not that great yet. So, alright, I'm at the exit here. Do I dare freaking take it? Like there's a, it's like an old fire truck. You know, I'm definitely getting off here because you know why? If there's a freaking accident, I'm gonna be stopped, and I don't want to be sitting on this road for starters. And second, if I can get on a gravel road, I can actually go like normal speed and not have to worry about, oh God, slow down. Already emergency vehicles taking off here. I could turn around and go back from where I came from and back to the topic I was talking about. What the hell is this? So I've never gotten off this way before. Okay, I know where I'm at now. Just really been disgusted with the job market and my ability to do anything with it. I had an interview a few weeks ago, actually it was on Halloween, and felt pretty good about the position, felt pretty good about the opportunity. I mean, there was nothing there that really stood out that said, hey, you couldn't do this, idiot. I even told the guy, I said, you know, I have no apprehensions about this position. I can do what you're asking to do here in your job description. Let's talk, let's hire me. And I got an email a week or so ago that they were looking at other candidates at the current time. So I sent him an email and said, hey, is there any indication why my qualifications don't match up? I mean, is there anything else we can discuss? And I kind of got a... I actually did get a response. I was surprised to get a response. And, anyway, basically done. I did get a somewhat cryptic email from a plant manager, of another facility, which was actually kind of nice being contacted by a plant manager versus some HR person. I wanted to know if I was still interested in the position. I said, yes, definitely. It's a little bit closer to home. It's still a little bit out of town. But it's with a little bit better company, a little bit better future there, I would say. And it would be a step up from where I'm at. Just the last year has been pretty hard on me, hard for me, hard on the family. Pretty disgusting and disgusted on what happened about a year ago. Really disappointed, but hindsight's 20/20, I guess. This position I'm in today is actually probably better than what I would be at if I would have stayed there at that company, if they would have let me stay. Sounds like they're still having problems, and that's fine. I really hope that those folks have as hard or harder a harder time and take a harder cut in pay when things go to hell there, and when things happen. So. Took the Waverly exit, and I'm still not into Waverly yet. Going actually 35 miles an hour, because it looks like everybody's got the same idea I do, is to take the back road highway here. And God, I don't know. This is crazy. It's a snow plow throwing some sparks. So anyway, I'm kind of feeling despair, not feeling very good about myself, because I feel that way. My wife, dogs on me for being down, and that kind of brings me down even more. Kind of this perpetual cycle. Something happened today. I don't know if it was change in medication. I changed the time of day that I took it, and I don't know. Today I actually felt a little bit better. I felt like I broke through on whatever funk I was in the last 3 or 4 days. It was just the sheer fact that I was doing something different than I've been doing the last few days. Kind of been looking at the same stuff over and over, and it was just kind of a big drag. And that idiot's turning left. Thank you. Get the heck in your lane, mister. And there we go, right around you. Picking up the speed a little bit here. My luck, I'll try and shut this off and I'll put it in the ditch. Looks like we got another vehicle here. I don't know what kind of vehicle that is. It's got yellow flashing lights on it, so, and a strobe on top of it. Maybe it's just a snowplow or something. Traffic's breaking up here a little bit and just getting on the other side of Waverly. And look at that. I didn't realize that's where it's at. Miller Lumber. Huh. Greenwood, 6 miles, Omaha 45. Millard Lumber's either got a mill or a plant or something here in Waverly. I thought that was a like a modular home factory, but maybe Millard Lumber recently took it over. See a bunch of lumber sitting out in the yard there. Put on my back defroster again. So anyway, that's kind of that. Back to podcasts. Let's check the brakes here. Actually, whoa, there we go, a little slick. Not too bad, actually. I've been picking up some different podcasts and throwing them in the catcher, and one that was actually kind of good was this house music podcast. Basically just mixes. It's pretty good. I don't know if it was Mashup Town or who it was exactly, but there was a couple Green Day songs mashed together with U2 and Queen. That was pretty good. Going on here. This idiot's turning left. God damn it. Around that guy. It looks like there's a semi-truck ahead of me. I thought it might have been a flashing light or something. It's like a van, a semi up ahead of me. Semi with a flatbed. Oh, jeez. Traffic on this road's really bad coming towards me. It's like everybody got the hell off the interstate. Maybe it would have been better to stay on the interstate, but right now it's probably more trouble to get back on the interstate than what it's worth. I gotta slow down again. Road is not very clear up here, and everybody's going really slow again. We're down to about 30 miles an hour. Oh, God. Well, there's some folks, they got some nice Christmas lights up. I do have to say that. Geez, I don't know what else to say. I have been doing some of my own little, what I like to call micro studies or mini studies of, Pearl. Actually, wow, quite impressed with what it can do. And just doing some reading, actually got one of my own scripts to run to process a particular text file on my PC. I don't know. I got to figure out how to fire it off on a server. Look at processing log files. Not exactly happy with the way the log files are saved on the new server that I bought service on. And now we are down to below 30 miles an hour. Christ, I'd be better walking or biking. But yeah, I did that, and then I actually processed a small chunk of a log file. Oh, come on. What are we slowing down for? Processed a chunk of a log file. I think it was November's. And it just spit back the name, address of... or the I don't know what they call it. The name of the IP. Oh, this guy's turning into the... It's like a fuel station here. Fuel... depot. It's like a liquid propane truck is going in there. That's a semi that was ahead of me. It all come to a stop here as he turned. So now we're at 25 miles an hour. God. 6 miles to Greenwood. Gonna take me a long time to get there. Not sure what they got for services there in Greenwood. I'm trying to think the last time I was there. I know Ashland has some services, gas stations and that. I'm really half tempted to head north here. Next gravel road. Get the hell off the shit. Problem with that is you could run into drifting. But there's not enough snow for that yet, I don't think. Actually, it doesn't appear to be snowing anymore. If it is, it's really light. It's just blowing around. Here we are. I think we're coming into Greenwood here. It's a curve. Curve coming up. The other problems with taking a gravel here is it's to go north, I gotta cross the Burlington rail line, and I'm not sure I could pull into somebody's farmyard. I don't want to do that. Knowing what's actually a road and what's just a driveway is two different things. Looks like we're just now crossing D Creek. Have any mile markers here. does look like we're in Greenwood. I'm going to go ahead and shut this off. I know it's probably a pretty big file already. I don't want my pocket PC to have a epileptic fit or anything. So go ahead and shut it off. If any more excitement comes up, I'll turn it back on.